Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Patriotism in Action. So glad you can be with us. Welcome, America, and beyond. That's right, and beyond, even though we do put America first, and we have, and I have since 1990 in broadcasting. The first America First-themed radio show in the reboot 2.0. And we talked a lot about 2.0, 3.0, and you might get a little confused. And one of the things I wanted to expound on was the progenitor of the Trump phenomenon. Some of you might say, well, who was that or what was that? Well, it was actually Michael Savage. And you say, well, what do you mean? You know, he almost had. And I listened to that program. Actually, there was a series of programs. But he had Donald Trump on as a guest, and he was still doing Celebrity Apprentice. And he was strongly considering, if you can go back in time, and maybe even you have a recollection of this, it was almost to the point where he was going to commit to running in 2012. And then he extended his contract with NBC, decided to stay on Celebrity Apprentice. But he told Savage at the time, he said, I think you're going to be very pleased with my decision. Actually, he wasn't. And so he put it off because he wasn't pleased with Romney. I don't think any legitimate, and I say this, you know, with all due sincerity, I don't think any legitimate conservative, legitimate, okay, at least a constitutionally speaking conservative, would have been enthusiastic about Mitt Romney. I don't know how you could be. But then again, many of the hosts today that have become born-again Donald Trumpers and born-again populists and born-again America Firsters, you know, favored the status quo country club Republicans, with the exception going back to Ronald Reagan. And of course, we had George Bush Sr. that was put into place to basically checkmate Ronald Reagan. You say, well, wait a minute, I thought that they were tag team partners. They were teammates. No, that's not how it worked. They were actually competitors. And I still remember the day, and I lived in Texas at that time, and there was a man named Johnny Stewart. Johnny Stewart, he had a little printing press, and he put out these publications, and one of them happened to be a laminated, you know, chart. Actually, it was multiple charts, but some of those charts had to do with who were members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergs, and well, guess what? Reagan's chief competitor in the primaries was George Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, Papa Bush. So he was former CIA director. He was a member, and also congressman, but he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, skull and bones, an internationalist in perspective. So I remember Ronald Reagan was at an airport, and I believe it was in Austin. I don't think it was Dallas, but I think it was Austin. And he held up one of Johnny Stewart's charts and said, look, George Bush is a member of the Trilateral Commission. And I still remember that. I have this imagery in my head. And so what happened was Bush got so incensed by this. This is scandalous. He was inflamed by this. He was absolutely incensed. And so kudos to Johnny Stewart, the late, great Johnny Stewart. It was amazing that little chart got around. I had spoken to members of the Arizona Breakfast Club. Matter of fact, they told me they were very close with Ronald Reagan, certain members, and they said that Ronald Reagan told them privately that he was forced to take on George Bush or he'd be smeared worse than Barry Goldwater. These internationalists, these globalists, have a way generally, although that changed with Donald Trump, insinuating themselves, inserting their particular brand of candidate to keep in check the actual presidential candidate, if it's not already handpicked. And so for the longest time, I mean, Reagan, he was somewhat controlled not only by Bush, but George Shultz, Bechtel Corporation. And so he was surrounded by cabinet members. Matter of fact, Reagan at one point said he was introduced to his cabinet. Well, that's a scary thing. And so George Bush, I remember Ollie North said they said, well, who did you meet with as it related to Iran-Contra? He said, well, I met with George Bush, vice president, in the White House basement. George Bush had the shadow government that was already in operation during as Reagan was president. There were many ways and instances that he was undermining because his agenda was the deep state's agenda, remember CIA, and it was also the internationalist globalist agenda, the New World Order. And Papa Bush, George Bush Sr., when he became president, one of the first things he did was he announced that the ushering in of the New World Order. And you can go back and look at speeches. He used that term quite often. And you might say, well, it's not really an ominous term, and we really shouldn't be reticent to use that, and maybe now it's more of an American order. And, well, I don't know about that, but Reagan was a patriotic American. And Reagan, I think at times, wasn't quite sure how to keep a leash on people like George Bush, the senior, and some of the others. I remember the imagery also when George Shultz was Secretary of State and he walked into congressional hearings, and you could see the fear that was instilled in many of the congressmen and senators during hearings. Well, it's because researchers like Eustace Mullins and others have identified George Shultz at that time as one of the top in the tier of the globalist secret or world government. And if you don't think there is an invisible government, well, all you have to do is look at 2018 and see what's happening to Donald Trump, because he's resisting the globalist New World Order. That's why there was a Never Trump movement. And it wasn't just about his philandering. It wasn't just about his bombastic and boisterous nature. It had much more to do with the fact that he was an Americanist. He was someone that believed in this country first and foremost. And they couldn't have that because essentially he was disabling and disassembling the pillars of the globalist New World Order. I'm really proud that Michael Savage took the lead and helped in some ways push Donald Trump into eventually running. Now, a lot of people want to take credit for things, but I always give credit where credit's due. I think that myself, Chuck Carter, Pat Buchanan, various others that I've discussed in the prior week, we played a role in terms of educating, informing, inspiring, motivating this type of movement. But it took someone like Donald Trump, even though he was late to the game, with his money, with his recognition, with his flamboyant personality, and the courage to run the way he did, to take on all comers. I mean, he knocked out, 16, 17, 18 primary competitors? Almost you can call them combatants. And nobody predicted he was going to be the winner standing at the end. But there was a sleeping giant in America, people that were receptive to this message, people that really wanted this type of change. They wanted a disruptor in chief. They wanted someone that would use the Roto-Rooter and clean out the swamp. And so, or sweep out the trash, okay? We put it in real simple terms. We just got rid of a swamp monster himself. And people say, oh, he's conservative and he was cutting regulations. It was called Scott Pruitt. Now, there's no question about it that this guy, these weren't manufactured scandals. I mean, there's just so many of them. I mean, how dare he? I mean, who do you think he was? And why did Donald Trump, and you say, well, Donald Trump wanted him to keep cutting regulations and just keep doing what he was doing to dismantle a lot of the Obama mandates. Oh, that's great, but you could put someone else in that has character and integrity and, is going to do the right things. That's all we ask for is have some respect for the office. The other thing is, when you have this kind of extravagance and you have this profligate spending and you have this entitlement mentality, it's very, very scary. It really is. I think we're coming up on the break here in a moment. I just want to say that I'm so glad you're with us, and there's so much more to cover. This is like a laundry detergent where it's concentrated, and that's exactly what we are. We are concentrated, power packed, right back, hold tight.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Grace. Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879. 4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Welcome back, Patriotism in Action, and it is he, Tom Donahue, and so glad that you are with us. And you know, we were discussing the patriots of patriots, the founding fathers, the framers of our great country. We were in between holidays. Actually, we were on the front end when we did this program last week. There was a lot of celebration and commemoration. And I posted, some of you are aware of this, some of you may not be, that I'm the program director for TalkStream Live and the editor for the news headlines. And so I try to come up with unique headlines. You know, occasionally I'll write something, but most of it is just an aggregator. But it's still curated. And so I try to pick stories that stand out that I think the talk radio audience in general would be appreciative of. And yes, we have to cover some general things. Some people are going to go, wait a minute, what about the Thai team and the caves? Well, let me just tell you this. This is not about breaking news, making news, or faking news, okay? If I want to cover breaking news, I may do it. Now, if I were doing a five-day-a-week show and I was under contract as a syndicated show for a particular network or stations, I might be under a little more obligation to do that. Well, I'm a freewheeler, okay? I'm independently syndicated, although distributed by a great company, and we appreciate the satellite syndication of the good folks at Salem, SRN. You know, you listen to these shows, and they're essentially robotic repeaters. You turn, you know, one program on and another program on, and they're all talking about the same thing. Okay, so how unique is their perspective and their commentary? Well, generally, it sounds almost the same because they're just reading from scripts. Well, I don't really read from scripts. I have some notes in front of me. I lead more by inspiration, how I'm guided. The fact is that you know, it's free flowing, it's free form. So that's how we're going to roll here. And if you're not comfortable with that, then go listen to one of the repeaters, okay? One of the robots. Some say, well, what programs do you listen to? You know, you're a program director, or, you know, you've been around the business a while, and, you know, you say you're a fan of talk radio, and yeah, I have always been, as that is true. Well, Michael Savage comes to mind. Laura Ingraham comes to mind. In the last couple of years, actually, pretty recently, Chris Plant. These are hosts and that I have respect for and I really like, because you might ask, well, why? Well, let's go with intelligence. Let's go with they can go in depth about subjects. And they have some sarcasm and wit. That always helps. And I'm not looking to be entertained, but I like being informed. I like being challenged. I like someone that has a reasonably good vocabulary. Now, I'm not worried about someone that's has a blue collar background. You know that. You know, one host in particular is called by another host wall banger and nail gunner or whatever. I don't have a problem with someone that didn't go to college and maybe doesn't have the greatest vocabulary and maybe repeats himself about every sentence. But if his intentions are good and if he's actually doing stuff, he's become basically the shadow of Trump in the sense that when you look at, well, okay, people are going to say, well, who are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about Hannity, Sean Hannity. In recent times, there's been articles, and he hasn't refuted the articles, that he's talking with Trump at night. He's become effectively his shadow chief of staff. That's what I was looking for. That was the term I was trying to come to grips with. They have their bedtime chats. Not fireside chats. Well, it could be. Well, maybe they have fireplaces. Well, the White House does, and he lives in a mansion, so I guess he does. But and again, I'd rather him be talking to Hannity than a globalist or a New World Order guy. You know, he's going to basically, you know, repeat the same themes and things of that sort. But that's okay. I mean, Trump is not someone that likes to read. You know, I love it when people say you shouldn't ever criticize the president. Well, yes, you can criticize, and it's healthy to criticize if it's legitimate. Now, when Trump says he's smart, well, yes, he went to a good school, just like Bush did, just like, various others, but that doesn't make them smart. It's a known fact that he doesn't like to read. He doesn't like a lot of detail. And people accuse Reagan of that, but they were wrong. Reagan was a very good writer. Reagan was a deep thinker. And so, sadly, you know, Trump is basically dealing with generalities. But, he's like mile wide and a thimble deep. But the point is that he does love America and he does believe in America and he believes in the little guy and gal, even though he's a billionaire. It's a beautiful thing. But when someone wants to say that, and I don't know how Trump, I don't even know why Trump does that. Reagan never defended his intelligence. He just said, you'll see my letters. You'll see, and you'll see my writings. You'll see my presidential library, and people were impressed. Even the loony libs came around and said, "Wow, these are well written letters and notes." And he actually edited his speeches, and Pat Buchanan attested to that too. So Pat Buchanan worked in the Reagan administration, also the Nixon administration, and it's a fact that Reagan was actually a lot brighter than people gave credit for, and he didn't go to an Ivy League school. He didn't go to the University of Pennsylvania like Trump. A lot of these guys get into these schools because of family name and because of It's just that system of you scratch my back and I scratch your back. But Trump is not the most educated guy. And I mean, one of his tweets that went out this week, you know, he wanted to say or spell poor, and he spelled it like P-O-R-E rather than P-O-U-R. But so many tweets are misspelled. I mean, there's so, like, just basic elementary school grammar that he gets wrong. Even his daughter, Ivanka, her grammar and syntax many times is quite off. So it doesn't just because you went to a school or you got into a good school doesn't mean that you necessarily are going to effectuate your intelligence. And I saw college in a way that I picked up a lot through osmosis. Yeah, I put in a certain amount of study. You let that all that stuff sink in. I don't think a lot of stuff sinks in. You know, he's very reactive. He shoots from the gut, you know, off the cuff. He's not the most prepared executive. There's no doubt about that. I don't mind the chaos. You know, some people might say, well, it's controlled chaos. Maybe, he's figured a way that he's a good disruptor. And I don't mind the bull in the china closet and the broken glass. But the point is that he should not be priding himself on being a genius. Remember he took that test from that crazy doctor that had to resign. How many resignations have there been? The revolving door. I mean, I've never seen so many people come in and out of a White House. And he's still functioning. And he's still winning. And he's still getting things done. Just imagine if he were more prepared, more organized, and really applied himself in that way. I mean, if he's at about 80%. Winning. He'd be at 100%, 110%. Absolutely. Tom Donahue, bottom of the hour break. Hold tight. More to come.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's a claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, you need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 42424. That's STAY to 42424.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
With the recent volatility in the stock market, the days of buying, holding, and not diversifying your portfolio are gone. It's time to take control of your money and learn how to secure your financial future. Hi, I'm Scott Bauer, the CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, where we teach you to trade stocks, options, cryptocurrencies, and wealth management techniques in the most powerful setting available. In a live signal room where you follow along with me and my expert coaches in real time while we trade in our online interactive rooms during live market hours. You'll learn the same techniques our coaches and members use daily in a group or one-on-one setting. I am so confident in our trade and investment techniques that I'm going to let you try it out for free today. Call 1-800-224-1733 and leave me your email address on my voicemail to get your password. That's 1-800-224-1733. 1-800-224-1733.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
That's exactly right. It's about America first. It's patriotism in action. I'm a truth teller, a seeker. And I wanted to give you guys, and also my producer who reminded me, thank you so much, Greg, that the way I got started in all this, and I'm so happy that I did, was I was at a liberal state university, Rutgers, the eighth oldest school in the country. It was private, then it became land grant, then it became the state university, but sort of like the Berkeley of the East Coast. And I'm in political science class, and we have like six books we have to read. And one of them, I mean, really caught my eye, and I spent more time on that book than anything else, and we had some essays, so of course that was what I focused on. And it was called The Power Elite by C. Wright Mills. So here I am in college, of all places, and it's talking about that there's four branches of control, of power, that emanates from the political realm, the military, the business and industry, and the media. Well, and this book was written for sociology, but it was used in political science as well. You know, there's a lot of cross-disciplinary, exchanges, psychology, sociology, political science, et cetera. That really got me started, thinking about this. So my whole worldview changed where it wasn't things that happened accidentally and randomly and incidentally. It was by design. Now, not everything is controlled or by design. But if you really think about your own life, do you just walk out the door and just say, well, I don't know if I'm going to turn left or turn right? Or, I mean, yeah, sometimes you're guided, or maybe you're taking a trip and you have no real destination in order. But most people have it already, Google mapped and where you're going. You have a certain plan. Well, that's the way things happen in the political realm. And that's the way things happen even in everyday life with individuals. And people are always trying to better themselves for the most part, and always trying to advantage themselves. And that's what people do that have a lot of money, a lot of influence, that have a certain amount of control that they exert. And that's what this new world order is. It really is. And when Eustace Mullins wrote his book, it was The World Order. And he kind of laughed when that term came out, I remember back in the day, because he said, there's nothing new about this. It's been going on for thousands of years. And there's always been a black nobility and a certain world elite and royalty that, always try to pull the strings and create the wars and the famines and overthrows of governments and then manipulation of the currency. And I can tell you this, that Donald Trump very rarely says anything about the Federal Reserve. Now, my good friend Ron Paul his son to some extent, Rand Paul, have focused on the Federal Reserve. Henry B. Gonzalez from San Antonio, Texas, was a Democratic congressman and focused on the Federal Reserve. Lawrence Patterson of Ohio. So there have been congressmen, there have been senators that have stood up. We still do not have a legitimate audit of this private concern called the Federal Reserve. And if you can find copy of the Secrets of the Federal Reserve, or certainly you can find Creature from Jekyll Island, but these books exist. They are legit. They are true. Matter of fact, I remember a time that Eustace Mullen shared with me that he said, I have the stock certificates showing the member banks that own private shares in the Federal Reserve System. I said, you got to be kidding me. All of a sudden, he mails me. And later on, he shared in person and also lectures and rallies and seminars, especially in New York, which is the money center, and the controlling head of the Federal Reserve System, which they have 12 regional banks, that 63% of the shares at that time were controlled by five banks. And so these little banks had like one share, two share, whatever, but they're actual shares. And there's never been a legitimate audit, external audit, that has been shared with Congress or the American people. And I was hoping that Donald Trump, at some point, and maybe he's holding out and he's going to do that, but it bothered me when he hired Gary Cohen. Now, I did like the fact that he laughed when Cohen resigned and said, oh, he's a friend of mine, but he's a globalist. Yeah, he definitely is a globalist. I mean, look at the Clintons, the Obamas, especially on the Democrat side, but to some degree the Republican side. You have a lot of Goldman Sachs people that run the Treasury, the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve, they say, well, at least it's quasi-federal. Well, the Constitution's pretty clear about this. It says in Article 1, Section 10, and some of this is memory, and of course, the exact verbiage or wording could be slightly off, but I think I'm pretty accurate on this. It said that no state debt can be paid unless it's paid or rendered in gold or silver. And only Congress has the power to coin and regulate the value of money. So Congress gave up that power when they passed the Federal Reserve Act. Well, you know, they snuck it through back in the day. We're talking about 1913, December 13th. They live in infamy. There's a lot of talk about, well, it's better to have it in private hands. Oh, really? So our currency should be in private hands. Now, I remember when I shared with Jim Mars, and I remember I told you I don't really like to say great, but when someone's deceased and someone really has accomplished a lot and they worthy of credit, then I'll use the word great. Not just someone that's just doing a talk show, someone that's just yapping. That to me is not greatness. But Jim Mars is the author of Crossfire, The Plot to Kill Kennedy, among other books. Matter of fact, some people say it's the best interview that's ever been done with Jim Mars, where he was on his A game. Was a few years back for the 50th anniversary of the public execution of the president, JFK, the cover-up and the conspiracy, no question. And I have that in my podcast archives. So many, many people have listened to that. It's about an hour and 7 minutes, I think. Even that's with some editing. So it's a little more than an hour. No commercials. It's just Jim and I talking and asking him the important questions. So when I met Jim in Dallas, Texas, there was an article written in the Dallas Morning News. It was called Monetary Revolutionaries. He said to me, you said something interesting in this article. You said that you have dollar bills with a red seal, not a green seal, that say United States Treasury notes. And you say that they were issued in 1963, and they were issued by President John F. Kennedy that was not issued by the Federal Reserve, but the U.S. Treasury. And I said, yes. And so we met for lunch, and I showed him, and I don't think I ever got him back. But yeah, they, you know, these were the Kennedy notes, if you will. They were $2 and $5 bills. He was starting off slow. And he was a patriotic American. And he was someone that felt that, why are we paying interest to this private concern? Why doesn't Congress take back its dutiful power? And so he started this experiment, signed an executive order, and we had $2 and $5 bills in circulation. which some of you may actually have, that, say, United States Treasury note, like it used to say in the 30s and 40s. Those used to be, you know, silver certificates, and you could they were actually redeemable for lawful money. Lawful money, which is gold and silver, not Federal Reserve notes. I mean, Federal Reserve notes are basically paper backed by paper that have the only value it has is confidence. And the confidence, under Trump, it's surging, but normally there's very little confidence in this worthless currency. But that's what it is. It's a confidence game. I'm Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show. Thanks so much for being with us. We're going to be stepping away here for a couple minutes. Right back. Final segment. Hold tight.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-717-WAVE, 888-717-WAVE, or visit dryhealthyhome.com, dryhealthyhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, folks. So many people have tried CBD and have not had the best results. Not because CBD doesn't work, but because the CBD companies are substandard. Well, here at Ancient Life Oil, there is no compromise in quality of product. Our product is non-GMO and all organic. And, of course, there's less than 0.003 THC. No psychoactive feelings. The oils we use are blended for maximum absorption. You ask me, what does CBD oil do for the body? Unfortunately, I can't say. It's the claim thing. Think about body super maintenance. Think about restoring your house. Not an add-on, just a restoration. Think about logging on to ancientlifeoil.com. No, you need to log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. I personally wouldn't be without my Ancient Life Oil, and neither should you. Test the waters and see how you feel. ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Hey folks, guess what the number one phrase that Life Change Tea receives by email? You ready? We love this tea. We love this tea. Time after time, week after week, we love this tea. Life Change Tea gives you more energy, a beautiful cleansing, and fulfills its slogan perfectly. The tea that makes you go. So if you want to be on your health game, log on to getthetea.com and order Life Change Super Strength Tea. Packages come in a 1 month supply, and when you brew this stuff, wait until you see the results. Aren't we all about the results? And with a lot of people's health struggling, we can use a little bit of help. Doctors will tell you, disease starts in the gut. So, log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Be our next email saying, I love this tea. I mean, I love this tea. Get the tea at getthetea.com. Helping America one tea bag at a time.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com. ANGIOPRIM.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty loving and freedom fighting.
Well, I don't know where this hour has gone, but I can tell you it's concentrated. You know, like when you get your laundry detergent and you buy it in concentrated form, it's not watered down, not diluted. Well, a lot of shows, and again, I'm not faulting them, because if you're doing 3 hours, unless you have loaded up with guests, maybe you got a team that gives you fresh material, there's a lot of repetition. So we got to like power pack it, you know, and that's what we're trying to do here. And I have notes that I haven't even gotten to. But many times when you go by stream of consciousness and you feel led and guided, it ends up being a better show in the long run rather than being scripted. So that's what I pride myself on. So I want to get back to the point that C. Wright Mills, The Power Elite, got me started as a college kid. It wasn't until a few years later that I was introduced to someone. And again, it's a lot of these meetings that you have and this confluence of events. You know, I really believe there's divine intervention. And hey, if you're an agnostic or an atheist and that offends you, then get the flock out. And that's FLOCK. I don't use profanity and vulgarity. Okay. So, you know, I might say take a trip down Numbnuts Lane or Nimrod, zone. But the point is, I really do believe in faith, and I do believe in spirit, and I do believe in the Creator. And I believe that it's not just in the Old Testament, but even today, I believe God interacts with us, is His Holy Spirit. And I'm entitled to that belief. Okay. Meet somebody that influences me with a book that really got this whole thing rolling. I mean, I guess we were talking about before, like reboots and like America First 1.0 and 2.0 and 3.0. Well, the 2.0 for me was None Dare Call It a Conspiracy by Gary Allen. And then I say 3.0 would have been Eustace Mullins, Secrets of the Federal Reserve, The World Order. But I read a lot of books and a lot of information. I was critical. I was cynical. You know, I was always questioning. You know, a true seeker does that. You don't just accept whatever a friend shares with you, information that you garner or gather. You know, you really have to put it to the test. And you have to think about it or cogitate on it, meditate, pray about it, and the truth will be revealed. But you have to be a researcher, and you have to really put everything to the test. And that's what we, you know, try to do here, and that's what I'm going to continue to encourage. I have to say that beyond some of this background, and I know many of you are interested in conspiracy theories and conspiracy truth, and I am, and we'll cover some of those. I also want to bring us up to date in terms of what's going on now. And so it's kind of this fusion of the past, the present, and even the future. And that's what we're going to, you know, try to stay focused on. It's not just one or the other. Now, you have a president that he's taken on a lot of folks, but he hasn't taken on the bankers. You don't hear him calling out the bankers by name. You don't hear him calling out the Federal Reserve by name. A little bit when he was running as a candidate, and he talked a little bit about some of Obama's picks for the Federal Reserve, but after he started picking people that were part of, the replacements on the Federal Reserve Board, then everything got kind of quiet. Some people might say, well, does that mean, and again, I'm not saying, let's put it this way. This guy was leveraged a lot in his life. He worked with a lot of bankers. I mean, he went through bankruptcies. He got bailed out. And so maybe there's a little pressure that way. It's not Putin pressure. It might be more banker pressure. You know, maybe that if he were to attack the Federal Reserve, maybe that's the last pillar. And they would, that then you're talking assassination, you know, and that's what happened to JFK, because he took on the bankers in printing this competing currency that was constitutional. He also signed executive orders to withdraw the troops, the advisors from Vietnam. He, you know, fired Alan Dulles, CIA. So there was, you know, you talk about confluence of events. You know, you had this consensus that Jim Marsh talks about as to why JFK had to go. So maybe Trump has been advised by Roger Stone and others that let's worry about the Fed later. Let's not pressure the real powers. I mean, that's really the people that run the money, that control the money, money creation, the money magicians. You know, that is where the bulk of the power really lies, is in this money manipulation. So that's an area that I'd love to see Trump at some point tackle and ask the American people to get behind him. Because we could erase 80% of the debt with a stroke of a pen. Because most of this debt, 80% of it, is owed to the internationalist. Not just the China government and not to just people, moms and pops and people that have treasury bills and all that. There's a lot of this debt on the books, off the books, that's controlled by these international bankers, okay? That's another subject for another day. I'm amazed that Trump, who was a philanderer, someone that really, you know, was either amoral or immoral, and he's doing more for pro-life, he's doing more to satisfy the wish list of the evangelicals, the moral majority, than any president, even beyond Ronald Reagan. How is that? I mean, this is confounding to a lot of people. Like, here's a guy that, you know, he never admits he's wrong. Even when he's caught in lies, and he does lie, he is a liar many times. He's a serial exaggerator. He's changing for the good of this country. I'm telling you, if Trump hadn't won and hellish Hillary were in, we'd be faced with a completely different situation today as it relates to freedoms and liberty and you know, globalism, internationalism, and prevailing and Americanism and America first and our national sovereignty would be certainly at stake, and it's now being restored. We got to give Trump a lot of credit, but also this Me Too movement kind of gave him a little bit of cover, because it's one thing to be a philanderer, not good. But he wasn't a predator, like Bill Clinton, and like Charlie Rose, and Matt Lauer, and so when all this came out about these media figures that were acting holier than thou, criticizing Trump's philandering and his lifestyle, very flamboyant lifestyle, yeah, I mean, you have to give him credit. I mean, Melania Trump, even hip. Hope Hicks that worked in the White House. I mean, he does surround himself with beautiful women. I mean, except for Stormy Daniels, which, you know, I don't get that. I cannot figure out, if you have a Melania Trump, how there'd be a Stormy Daniels or any of these other women. Hey, who am I to judge? But the point is that here's a guy that in many instances you think not so holy, you know, maybe hellish in many ways, that's doing all the right things. And I think the Supreme Court pick, hopefully, is going to turn out this way, too. And we'll see. Now, I wanted to say something about Ed Schultz, who he started out as a conservative radio host. He then met his wife, became more progressive and more liberal. But he was sensible, and he really cared about the little guy, just like Chuck Carter did for the people. And just like Pat Buchanan, and just like Donald Trump. And then he left MSNBC. And the primary reason he left was because he was being pressured by NBC executives at MSNBC to go all in for Hillary and not for Bernie Sanders. And he wouldn't do it. So then he goes over to RT TV, which is Russian television, where Larry King is. He had more freedom, he said, to speak his mind than he did at MSNBC. I think this is a guy who spoke from his heart, that really actually did care. Even though sometimes you can identify the same problem, but offer or view things through a different lens in terms of solutions. And I think that's where some people think socialism is the key to solving our nation's woes, where others believe that it's more about more freedom and extended liberties or protected liberties and more choices, more options. But when it came to fair trade versus free trade, he and many others got it right. You know, Donald Trump appealed to a lot of those people that liked Ed Schultz. So I can give credit where credit's due, and I will give criticism where criticism is due. I've been motivated by the loss of Chuck Carter, but by the loss of Ed Schultz, by the loss of other people that I said, I got to continue the mission. I got to continue on, and we will next week. Thank you so much. Tom Donahue, reports.com, talkstreamlive.com. Have a good week.
You know how important a good night's sleep can be? Well, the MyPillow is a game changer. Since switching to MyPillow, I've had the best quality sleep I've experienced in years. I'd say it's the most comfortable pillow I've ever used. I sleep straight through the night and wake up feeling great. MyPillow has a patented interlocking fill that conforms to your personal sleep needs and is guaranteed not to go flat. MyPillow is washable and dryable, made in the USA, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. Try it risk-free with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, Sunday Night Sports Talk is offering 50% off a 4-pack, which is 2 premium and 2 travel pillows. But you need to call now. The number to call is 1-800-716-4879. Then use promo code DON, D-O-N. That's 1-800-716-4879, promo code DON, D-O-N.